Welcome to the deep dive. Large language models,
Correct.
LLMs, I mean, they're truly everywhere these days, aren't they? Doing everything from drafting emails to writing pretty complex code.
They really are. It's quite something.
And I'm constantly amazed by what they can do. But honestly, I've always wondered, how do they really work, you know, under the hood?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe more importantly, how can I, and by extension, you listening, genuinely get the absolute most out of them?
Right, you've got it. And for this deep dive, we're really going to try and pull back the curtain, you know. We'll break down what LLMs actually are, how they've learned this incredible range of skills, and then crucially, we'll dive into the surprisingly straightforward yet really powerful ways you can direct their output.
Okay.
Our goal today is basically to equip you with practical, actionable insights for truly mastering your interactions with these AI tools.
Excellent. So our mission today is clear. We're going to unpack the core mechanics of LLMs and, vitally, reveal the single best lever, like that phrase, for significantly improving their outputs.
Mm-hmm.
And that lever, it's the text prompt.
Exactly. Mastering the prompt.
Think of it as learning the language of AI. Now, all our insights for this deep dive come from a fantastic source, excerpts from How to Work with Large Language Models. So let's dive in.
Let's do it.
Okay, so fundamentally, we know LLMs map text to text. You give them some text, they predict what text should come next. Seems simple enough.
On the surface, yeah.
But what's truly astonishing about this seemingly simple function is how it gives rise to such incredible capabilities. It feels almost, I don't know, too basic for the magic we see them perform, doesn't it?
It absolutely does feel that way sometimes. But that's where the deep learning part comes in. What's truly fascinating here is how these models gain their capabilities.
Right.
They learn by being trained to minimize prediction error, basically, trying not to be wrong over vast, truly enormous quantities of text.
Vast quantities, like the whole internet.
Pretty much. Imagine a system constantly trying to guess the next word in every book, article, website, conversation transcript it can find. By doing that, over trillions of words, they just sort of absorb everything.
Wow.
Spelling, grammar, how to paraphrase, answer questions, hold conversations, write in many different languages, and even how to code. They literally read all this text, observing how words appear in context with other words, and then use this gigantic web of knowledge to predict the most likely next word in response to your request, and then the next word after that, and so on.
That's fascinating. So just by focusing on that next word prediction, they implicitly learn all these complex structures and concepts.
Exactly. It's an emergent capability from a seemingly simple task done at an unbelievable scale.
And the real-world impact of this prediction process is just enormous now, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
Models like GPT-3 and GPT-4 are currently powering a huge array of software products that many of us probably use daily.
Things you might not even realize are using an LLM.
Right, like productivity apps helping you organize tasks, educational tools, even games. They're really becoming this unseen engine behind so much of our digital experience.
That's a great way to put it, an unseen engine.
Okay, so if it's all about predicting the next word, which, again, sounds almost too simple for the power they have, the big question becomes, how do we actually direct that prediction?
Yes.
How do we make sure they predict the words we want to get the output we need?
Yeah.
That's what I've always struggled with sometimes. It feels a bit like guesswork.
It can feel that way initially, and this is where the text prompt really takes center stage, as you said. It's not just an input. It's your primary steering wheel. It's how you guide the prediction.
The steering wheel. Okay.
You've really hit on the core challenge and also the core solution. Understanding the different ways you can craft that prompt gives you so much more precise control. It moves beyond guesswork.
So it's not just about what you ask, but how you ask it.
Precisely. And our source material outlines five distinct methods, each with its own strengths. Thinking about these can really help.
Five methods. Okay, let's break those down.
All right. The first, and maybe the most straightforward, is instruction.
Instruction. Makes sense.
Think of this as your direct, crystal clear command. It's the just tell me what you want approach. You explicitly state what you want the model to do.
Like being very direct.
Exactly. For example, you could write, extract the name of the author from the quotation below. Some humans theorize that intelligent species go extinct before they can expand into outer space. If they're correct, then the hush of the night sky is the silence of the graveyard. Ted Chiang, exhalation.
Okay, pretty clear instruction.
And the model, understanding that instruction, predictably outputs just Ted Chiang. Now, instructions can be quite detailed, even paragraphs long, but you do need to be mindful of token limits.
Token limits, right. That's the maximum amount of text the model can handle at once, like it's working memory.
Sort of, yeah. It's essentially how many words or parts of words it can see and remember in a single interaction. So you can't write an infinitely long instruction.
Got it. Okay, so instruction is method one. What's next?
The second method is completion. This one's a bit different. It's more like setting up a puzzle for the AI to finish.
A puzzle? How so?
You start a pattern or a sentence, and you basically induce the model to fill in the blanks, to complete what you started. It often requires a bit more care and experimentation because you're leading it, not just commanding it.
Okay, so less direct.
Right. So for the same quote, instead of instructing, you might prompt it like this. Some humans theorize that intelligent species go extinct before they can expand into outer space. If they're correct, then the hush of the night sky is the silence of the graveyard. Ted Chiang, Exhalation. The author of this quote is...
You just leave it hanging.
Exactly. And the model, recognizing the pattern, completes it with Ted Chiang. Now, a key thing with completion is you often need what are called stop sequences, or maybe some post-processing.
Stop sequences.
Yeah, basically a signal to tell the model, okay, you're done now, to ensure it doesn't just keep generating text indefinitely after filling in the blank.
Right, otherwise it might just keep writing. Okay, completion. Method two. What's number three?
Next up, scenario. This one is excellent for more complex or imaginative responses, or when you want the model to adopt a specific persona.
Oh, like role-playing with the AI?
Kind of. You give the model a situation or a specific role to play, and it responds as that character or expert.
Interesting. So how would that work for our author example?
Instead of just asking for the author directly, you might set up the scenario like this. Your role is to extract the name of the author from any given text. Some humans theorize that intelligent species go extinct before they can expand into outer space. If they're correct, then the hush of the night sky is the silence of the graveyard. Ted Chiang, Exhalation.
So you're telling it who it should be.
Precisely. And again, performing that role, it provides the answer, Ted Chiang. This method can be incredibly powerful for getting nuanced or creative responses that go beyond simple fact retrieval.
I can see that being useful for more creative tasks. Okay, scenario. That's three. What's four?
Fourth, we have demonstration. This is often called few-shot learning.
Few-shot learning. Heard that term.
It's a very powerful technique because you essentially show the model what you want by providing a few examples directly within the prompt itself. It's like the classic show, don't tell principle, but for AI.
Okay. So you give it examples first.
Exactly. If you want to consistently extract authors, you might start your prompt with an example like this. Quote, when the reasoning mind is forced to confront the impossible again and again, it has no choice but to adapt. N.K. Jemisin, the fifth season Arthur. N.K. Jemisin.
So you provide the input and the desired output.
Right. Then immediately after, you follow it with your actual query. Quote, some humans theorize that intelligent species go extinct before they can expand into outer space. If they're correct, then the hush of the night sky is the silence of the graveyard. Ted Chiang, Exhalation author.
And because it saw the pattern.
It understands the pattern you've established, quote, X, author, Y, and it applies it, giving you Ted Chiang. Showing examples can be incredibly effective for tasks where the structure is consistent.
That makes a lot of sense. Learning by example. Okay, demonstration. That leaves one more.
Yes. The fifth one is the fine-tune prompt. Now, this method applies specifically to custom-trained models.
Custom-trained. So models that have been specialized for a particular task already.
Exactly. Models where you've already shown them thousands, maybe millions of examples during a separate training phase before you even start prompting.
Okay.
In this case, explicit instructions like in method one become less necessary because the model has, in theory, already learned the specific task from all that training data.
So the prompt can be simpler.
Potentially, yes. However, it's still really crucial to include clear separator sequences.
Separators? Like what?
Things like hashtag, hashtag, or maybe beat you. These clearly tell the model, okay, the input part is finished. Now it's your turn to generate the output.
To draw a clear line.
Precisely. Without them, the fine-tuned model might just get confused and keep elaborating on your input text instead of giving you the specific answer you trained it for. So for our example, with a fine-tuned model, you might just need some humans theorize that intelligent species go extinct before they can expand into outer space. If they're correct, then the hush of the night sky is the silence of the graveyard. Ted Chiang, Exhalation, hashtag signals, end of input, give me the answer.
Exactly.
And it outputs Ted Chiang. So understanding these five distinct methods, instruction, completion, scenario, demonstration, and fine-tuned prompt truly gives you a comprehensive toolkit.
Yeah, it moves you way beyond just firing off simple commands.
It lets you genuinely shape the responses and pick the best approach for whatever you're trying to achieve.
It really drives home that point. It's all in the nuance of how you ask. And speaking of nuance, it's fascinating how this power extends beyond just, you know, human language.
Absolutely.
These models aren't only linguistic giants. They're also incredibly adept at understanding and generating computer code. GPT-4, for instance, is a prime example of a model that's, well, frankly, amazing at programming tasks.
Indeed. And what's fascinating is seeing how GPT-4's code capabilities are already being used to power some incredibly innovative products right now.
Like what?
Well, think of GitHub Copilot. It effectively acts as a pair programmer with you, auto-completing code directly in your development environment. It's quite remarkable.
I've seen that. It's wild.
Then there's Replit, which is an entire online coding environment where the AI can complete, explain, edit, and even generate entire blocks of code from scratch based on your descriptions.
Wow. Generating whole blocks.
And tools like Cursor, which is an editor specifically designed from the ground up for AI pair programming. It's really changing the developer workflow.
But even for these highly technical coding tasks,
the underlying principle remains precisely the same. Clear and specific instructions or demonstrations or scenarios in your prompt are absolutely crucial for getting the best, most functional results, whether it's code or prose.
Okay, that makes sense. The core prompting skills apply across the board. Now that we've sort of laid the groundwork for how to talk to these models using these different methods, let's unlock the true wizardry, maybe.
All right, let's try.
How do you go from simply asking a question or giving a basic instruction to consistently getting the absolute best, most tailored, most useful responses? It all comes back to that best lever, your prompt, but maybe with some extra finesse.
Right. And there are definitely some advanced tricks or, let's say, strategies you can employ to really fine-tune that output and push the model towards higher quality.
Okay, I'm ready. Give me the tricks.
All right. First, and this might seem obvious, but it's often overlooked in practice, be more specific. Really drill down on what you need.
More specific than just a basic instruction.
Yes. For example, if you want the output formatted as a comma-separated list, don't just ask for a list. Explicitly ask for a comma-separated list.
Ah, specify the format.
Exactly. Or say you're worried about the AI making things up, hallucinating, as it's sometimes called.
Right. That happens.
You can instruct it. Say, I don't know if you do not know the answer. Be explicit about the constraints and desired output format. The more precise you are, the better the model can zero in on exactly what you intend.
Okay, that's a good one. I've definitely been guilty of just throwing a vague question at it and then being frustrated when the answer wasn't quite right.
It.
So, more specificity. Makes complete sense. What else?
Second, provide context. This is huge. Help the model understand the bigger picture of your request.
Bigger picture.
Yeah.
Why I'm asking.
Exactly. Or give it relevant background information. Maybe offer a few examples, similar to the demonstration method, but perhaps more integrated into an instruction. Explain the overall purpose of the task. Context is incredibly important for the model to grasp your true intent beyond just the literal words in the prompt. It's like, giving someone the full backstory before asking them to solve a piece of a puzzle. It helps them see where it fits.
That's a good analogy. Setting the stage, basically.
Yeah.
And I imagine that helps avoid those slightly off-topic or overly generic answers you sometimes get.
Precisely. It guides the model towards the relevant slice of its knowledge. Okay, third powerful trick. Ask the model to answer as if it were an expert.
Ah, back to the scenario idea, but maybe simpler.
Sort of, yeah. You can induce higher quality, more authoritative sounding answers by explicitly asking for them. Use phrases like explain this in detail or describe the process step by step.
Okay.
Or you can even just directly ask for high quality output or tell it to adopt the persona of a world leading expert on X. This can nudge the model to access and structure information in a more comprehensive and, well, expert-like way.
Interesting. Just asking for quality can improve quality.
Often, yes, it primes the model. And finally, a really useful one, especially for complex problems or if you want to understand the model's thinking, prompt the model to write down its reasoning steps.
To show its work, like in math class.
Exactly like that. You can often achieve this by simply adding a line like, let's think step by step, right before you expect the main answer.
Let's think step by step.
Yeah. This encourages the model to break down the problem and articulate its intermediate reasoning before providing the final output. It's not actually thinking like a human, of course, but it simulates a reasoning process. This can be incredibly insightful for understanding why it gave a certain answer, and it often leads to more accurate final answers too. Plus, it helps you debug your prompt if the reasoning goes off track.
Wow, okay, be specific, provide context, ask for expert-level output, and ask it to think step by step. Those are really practical.
They really are.
It almost feels like we're, I don't know, peeking inside the AI's mind, even though we know it doesn't really have one in the human sense.
It does feel a bit like that, doesn't it?
These aren't just obscure technical details. They sound like profoundly practical ways for anyone listening to become a more effective AI whisperer, as people sometimes say.
That's the goal.
By being specific, providing context, setting the right persona or quality bar, and even asking for the AI's thought process, you're not just, you know, throwing words at a machine anymore. You're truly engaging it more intelligently.
You're guiding it much more effectively.
So to wrap up this deep dive, the incredible power of these large language models lies not just in their vast, almost unbelievable knowledge base,
exaggerating,
but fundamentally in your ability, the user's ability, to precisely guide them through intelligent and well-crafted prompting. It's about learning their language, or maybe learning how to speak to them so they can speak yours more effectively.
Absolutely. And I'd say the best way to truly unlock the full potential of these AI tools for your own needs, whatever they might be, is simply to experiment.
Keep your hands dirty.
Exactly. Practice with these different prompt styles, instruction, completion, scenario, demonstration. Try out those specific instructions. Add context. Ask for step-by-step reasoning. See how the model responds. You'll quickly develop an intuition for what works best for different tasks.
So it's a skill you develop through practice.
It really is. And, you know, thinking about all this, it raises a rather important question, maybe something for you to consider after this deep dive.
Okay, leave us with something to think about.
Right. Given that these LLMs learn primarily by predicting the next word, yet we can prompt them to do things like think step by step or respond as an expert. What does this imply for our own, perhaps evolving, definition of intelligence or problem solving? Mm. And looking forward, how might our interactions with AI deepen and change as we become more and more adept at guiding them in these sophisticated ways? What does that future look like?